You're listening to the German language course, Radio D. A joint project of the Goethe Institute and Deutsche Welle Radio. The author is Gerard Meise.
Hello everyone and welcome to the second series of our Radio D language course, which we are continuing today with episode 27. Many of you already know the main characters in our course, but perhaps some of you are listening for the first time. So today we'll introduce the main characters once again, or just give you a little reminder of who they are. So let's get started. The course is about a radio station called Radio D, which is situated in Berlin, as you're about to hear.
Radio D in Berlin.
I'm pretty curious to find out what's going on in the current affairs office at Radio D after Ayhan, who worked for Radio D, left so unexpectedly. Listen now to the first scene. Pay attention to who is in the office at the moment, what the mood is like, and what object is being talked about.
Guten Morgen, Paula.
Hallo, Philipp.
Paula, was ist denn mit dir los? Bist du etwa melancholisch?
Es ist so leer hier ohne Ayhan. Weg ist er. Nur noch der Stuhl von Ayhan ist da.
Ich kann ja den Stuhl von Ayhan nehmen. Ja.
Philipp, nein, das machst du nicht.
Der Stuhl gehört jetzt mir. Ayhan hat mir meinen Namen gegeben. Er hat zu mir gesagt, Eulalia, deine Stimme ist schön.
Was machst du denn da? Das ist ein Stuhl und kein Bett. Willst du etwa schlafen?
In the office at Radio D, you first of all heard the two journalists, Paula and Philip. Paula is feeling a bit melancholy, while Philip is in the best of spirits, and they are talking about a chair, Stuhl. Paula is missing her colleague, Ayhan. She finds the office empty without him. Only Ayhan's squeaky chair is still there.
Es ist so leer hier ohne Ayhan. Weg ist er. Nur noch der Stuhl von Ayhan ist da.
How often has this squeaky chair got on everyone's nerves? And now it's suddenly meant to be so important. And then Philip has the provoking idea of taking the chair himself.
Ich kann ja den Stuhl von Ayhan nehmen.
Philip probably meant his suggestion ironically, but Paula still reacts angrily. And there's someone else claiming the chair as well. As you perhaps guessed from hearing wings flapping, it's a bird, or to be more precise, an owl.
Der Stuhl gehört jetzt mir.
The owl was also close to Ayhan. He called her Eulalia, because it sounds so pretty, and in Greek, Eulalia means lovely voice.
Ayhan hat mir meinen Namen gegeben. Er hat zu mir gesagt, Eulalia, deine Stimme ist schön.
Eulalia was, of course, pleased about the name. By the way, we can't tell you all that much about where Eulalia comes from, but perhaps she'll tell us her secret sometime. She turned up one day while Philip and Paula were on assignment in a castle of the Bavarian fairy tale king, Ludwig II. And since then, she's simply always been around. She sits on Ihan's chair and looks as if she wants to sleep there. After all, she's a nocturnal bird. But then someone else draws her attention to the fact that the chair is not a bed.
Was machst du denn da? Das ist ein Stuhl und kein Bett. Willst du etwa schlafen?
The voice that you just heard was the voice of Kompu, Radio Day's talking computer. Normally Kompu doesn't poke his nose in, but today everything's a bit different. Usually Kompu gives Paula and Philip information on their assignments, and of course he's always very well informed about everything that happens. That's the case now as well. He's the first to notice that an email from Ihan has arrived. Listen to the scene. What does Paula do? Pay attention to the noises.
Radio D, guten Tag. Ihan, nein, der ist nicht da.
Nachricht von Ihan. Nachricht von...
Von Ihan? Was schreibt er denn? Zeig mal. Liebe Paula...
Na klar, zuerst kommt Paula.
Eulalia, liebe...
Lies mal laut vor.
Also, liebe Paula, liebe Eulalia, liebe Josephine.
Ja, hallo, hier bin ich.
Hallo, Josephine. Ist es schon so spät? Willst du schon aufräumen? Wir haben eine E-Mail von Ihan.
Und? Was schreibt er?
Was ist denn heute los? Wollt ihr das nun hören oder nicht? Paula, lies weiter.
Ach, ihr stört ja dauernd. Lest doch selbst.
Was ist denn mit Paula los?
Paula is very curious to know what Ihan has written in his email. But because she's constantly being disturbed, she simply prints out the email and storms out of the office. But now Paula is really fuming. Listen to that once more.
Ach, ihr stört ja dauernd. Lies doch selbst.
Philip is not exactly delighted about Ihan getting in contact with Paula.
Na klar, zuerst kommt Paula.
Ihan has written to everyone and lists all the names one after the other. But another person is mentioned as well. Listen again to how Philip greets her.
Hallo, Josephine. Ist es schon so spät? Willst du schon aufräumen?
Philip has greeted Josefina. She's the life and soul of the department, who always tidies up in the evening and has rather her own mind. Oh, it looks like Kompu has received a funny message. So we'll just listen to what's happening in the office. Do you understand what's going on?
Nein, das ist sehr komisch.
Was denn?
Hör mal, Trabi. Trabi gegen Porsche.
Wer sagt das?
Jan Becker. Er hat eine E-Mail geschickt. Rappi gegen Porsche. Philipp, ist das interessant für euch?
Da muss ich Paula fragen. Paula? Paula?
Did you hear the names of the different makes of car? It's about a Porsche and a Trabi. That much is clear. But at the moment, I can't imagine in the slightest what Trabi versus Porsche could mean. But the sender of the email is more interesting, a certain Jan Becker.
Jan Becker, hat eine E-Mail geschickt.
Obviously, Jan Becker plays an important role. But what does he actually want with Radio D? In all today's chaos, Kompu doesn't find the time to say anything more about it. And I doubt that Philip and Paula have caught the name of the person who sent the email. Kompu just keeps repeating, Trabi versus Porsche.
Trabi gegen Porsche. Philip, ist das interessant für euch?
But now we want to give our professor the chance to speak. After all, he's waited long enough. The professor is also one of the team at Radio D. And there's nothing he likes better than explaining the finer points of the German language to you, our listeners.
Und nun kommt unser Professor.
Radio D.
Gespräch über Sprache.
Hello, everybody. Today, I don't want to talk with you about language, as has just been announced, but instead give you two tips to improve your comprehension.
In the question at the beginning about where this radio course takes place, the listeners are sure to have recognized the word radio. Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Willkommen
bei Radio D.
Radio D in Berlin.
I think so too, because radio is an international word. That is a word that you may know from your own language or a foreign language, even if the pronunciation or emphasis may be different. And it will help you if you pay attention to these words. Then you'll understand the situation or mood more easily. Try it out now with the next example. Can you hear some international elements?
Melancholisch. Melancholisch.
Paula, was ist denn mit dir los? Bist du etwa melancholisch?
With the adjective melancholy, melancholisch, the ending is of course a German adjective ending.
Yes, that's right. But the root is international. Now for the second tip. Always pay attention to the noises. Maybe it's unnecessary to say that with radio, but you should do it very consciously. The noises will give you important hints as to what is happening. For example, when Paula prints out an email and leaves the office, slamming the door behind her.
Ach, ihr stört ja dauernd. Lies doch selbst.
Thank you very much, Professor. Our program is drawing to a close. There was a lot of talk about Eihan today, but it's hard getting over someone leaving like that. Incidentally, I've read Eihan's email and can assure you that he is doing well at his father's in Turkey. In the meantime, Philipp has asked Paula whether they should follow up the tip in the email about Trabi versus Porsche. Trabi gegen Porsche. Paula says yes. She's happy that she can at least get out of the office into the open air. And you can find out what the two of them experienced there in the next episode.
Bis zum nächsten Mal, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
You've been listening to Radio D, a German course of the Goethe Institute and Deutsche Welle Radio.
Und tschüss.